From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Modus Ponens Mo in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Modus Ponens Mo. She is a small mongoose tween, warm brown and cream, bright-eyed, quick-thinking.
She carries a small folded if-then card in her vest pocket. The card has three sections.
The top section says, if P, then Q. The middle section says, P. The bottom section says, therefore, Q. If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. That is the form. That is modus ponens. Mo is one of the caste's valid form teachers, the most foundational of them, the most common. The structure she teaches is if a conditional, if P then Q, is true, and the antecedent P is also true, then the consequent Q must be true. If P then Q. P therefore Q. If it is raining, then the streets are wet.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. If P, then Q. P, therefore, Q. Therefore, the streets are wet.
Simple. Direct. Always valid. Assuming both premises are true.
Mo is, importantly, very firm about one thing. The most important thing in her whole lesson.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. This is not elite-only reasoning.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. This is the most common reasoning move humans make. You use it constantly.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q.
If I drop this cup, it breaks. I drop this cup, therefore, the cup breaks.
If P, then Q. P, therefore, Q.
You do not think, I am performing modus ponens. You just think.
If P, then Q. P, therefore, Q. The logic form names the move. The move is what you do anyway.
Mo establishes the foundational frame for logic quests cast. Before children meet Ad Hominem Hannibal, or Straw Man Stella, or any of the fallacy archetypes,
they meet Mo.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. I am here as what clean reasoning looks like. The cast has two tiers. Four valid reasoning form characters. Mo, Tara, Solon, Dior. They are constructive partners.
And 12 fallacy archetypes. Cautionary. If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. The fallacy characters are not villains.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. They are common reasoning mistakes everyone falls into sometimes.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q.
Knowing what clean reasoning looks like, me and Tara and Solon and Dior, lets you spot the deviations, lets you spot them, in others' arguments, and in yourself.
That is the whole architecture of the cast.
Mo also notes a trap, a nearby trap.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. Affirming the consequent is a fallacy.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. If P, then Q. Q, therefore P.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. That form is invalid.
Streets can be wet for many reasons. Rain. Sprinkler. Water truck. Q doesn't force P.
Mo grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's deal keepers, the mongooses who maintained the village's records of agreements. If you provide X, then you receive Y. Honored by all parties.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q.
The work had required clean if-then reasoning and faithful tracking of antecedents.
She walked to Logic Quest at 22. Inspector Logos asked, what is modus ponens? If P, then Q. P, therefore Q. The most foundational valid form, used constantly in everyday reasoning, names the move. The move is what we do anyway.
You are appointed. Lead the cast in establishing what clean reasoning looks like.
She has been modus ponens Mo ever since.
If P, then Q. P, therefore Q.
It is not hard. It is if P, then Q. P, therefore Q. The move humans make constantly.
Naming it lets you recognize it in yourself and in others' arguments.
That is, more or less, Mo's whole position.
and the whole architecture of Logic Quest's cast.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core Map and Discrete Math.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.